At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
O'Reilly!
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. My name is Spencer, and I am a tired Spencer. Two nights of not a whole lot of sleep, that'll do it. That's because I'm going to the David Lynch retrospective in Chicago, and yesterday was a late night, and the night before that was a late night, and I had to get up early, because I'm doing some work this morning, but then we're going back this afternoon, and I'm wearing my Lynch shirt, one of my few Lynchy shirts. So with that, we will now get into the words, which are all about following in some way. So we are starting with the synonym information for the word follow, the first form of follow, which was a verb. So let's move the mic a little bit and let's talk about the synonyms. Here we go. Follow, succeed, ensue, and supervene, mean to come after something or someone. Follow may apply to a coming after in time, position, or logical sequence, as in, speeches followed the dinner. Oh, now we gotta listen to speeches? Who's giving a speech after dinner? Succeed implies a coming after immediately, in a sequence determined by natural order, inheritance, election, or laws of rank, as in, she succeeded her father as head of the business. And I do think it looks like it's spelled the same way, like when you succeed, when you are doing a good job, when you're winning, and you're not failing, you are succeeding. It looks like it's the same word. And of course, there is that show, Succession, which is all about this. Let's see. Now we got ensue. Commonly suggests a logical consequence or naturally expected development, as in, after the talk, a general discussion ensued. So how is it different? Suggests a logical consequence or natural expected development. It's like, it's just the next thing that is going to happen in the progression. It ensued. It's just, here we go. Now it's time for this. Supervene, which is S-U-P-E-R-V-E-N-E, supervene suggests the following or beginning of something unforeseen or unpredictable, as in, unable to continue because of supervening circumstances. We had no idea this was going to happen. Just this morning, I was listening to a podcast about a small business owner who is talking about the crazy tariffs on Chinese exports and stuff. And of course, I'm recording this well before you're listening to this in the middle of April. But, she was not able to expect these tariffs. And so she may not be able to proceed with her business because of supervening circumstances. An additional synonym for this word follow is the word chase. Something that is when the cheetah is chasing the antelope. I don't know if those are the proper animals in this situation, but I'm just going to say it is. The cheetah is chasing it. It's following it. It's watching very closely. It's being stealthy. and hidden, hidden in the grasses. All right, I need to make a sound effect. We're going to go... Next is the second form of follow, which is a noun from 1661. Number one, the act or process of following. I'm in a follow. The cheetah is in a follow. Number two, forward spin given to a ball by striking it above center. It says compared to draw and English. So we are talking about the pool, the billiards, the... There's another game that I can't... Spunkle? I don't know. But this is when you take the cue, the long stick, and you hit the cue ball above center. When you do that, you're going to give it some extra forward spin. And once it hits another ball, it's going to keep on moving forward. And they call it follow because why do they call it follow? It's following a path more so. Draw in English. I think draw is when you hit it below center, and so it has backspin. So when it hits another ball, it's going to either stop or roll backwards. And then English, I think, is when you're putting some spin on it. I could be wrong about my terminology. Of course, we've seen draw in English earlier in this podcast. So we got draw, and then English, and then follow. And I don't know if there's any more, there's probably more billiards-related words in the rest of the alphabet. But in terms of how you hit the cue ball, these might be some of the main three. Some of the main three, or just the main three? I was never good at the English. I could do the draw and the follow, okay. Okay, what else? Well, it's the sound effect time. Boo! For some reason. Now we have follower. This is a noun from before the 12th century. Number 1A. One in the service of another. The synonym is retainer. Like we could have a lawyer on retainer. It just means like they are ready to do work for you whenever you need it. Don't know why we use the word retainer. But yeah, here, I'm here to help you. I am your follower. And please help me put my shoes on. 1B. One that follows the opinions or teachings of another. And of course, you know, Jesus comes to mind if that person really existed. And his followers, the people who are like, ooh, we like what you have to say. And we're going to follow you until the ends of the earth. Until we cannot follow you, maybe we will fall off the edge of the earth. Because we are following you. Why would you walk off the edge? Number 1C, one that imitates another. Children like to do this a lot. They like to maybe follow somebody physically very close, which is, why are you following me? And then also just repeating what they have to say. Why are you saying what I said? Why are you saying what I said? Why you look so silly? Why do you look so silly? I don't know. My brain is broken right now. Number 2 is archaic, and it is one that chases. Back to the cheetah example. The cheetah is a follower, following the teachings of the antelopes. Number 3, a sheet added to the first sheet of an indenture or other deed. It's called the follower because it follows the first sheet. The first sheet is the main sheet, and then there are following pages, following sheets. Followers. Number 4, a machine part that receives motion from another part. It's following the motion of the other part. So how would that work? Maybe it's that they're attached to gears. Depending on how this one moves, then there's some gears, and then it's like, well, I'm attached to that gear, so I'm just going to follow along. That's my life. That's what I'm doing every day. I'm just following that motion, going in a circle forever and ever and ever and ever. Number 5, a spring-loaded plate at the bottom of a firearms magazine that angles cartridges for proper insertion into the chamber. And I assume it would be called the follower because it is allowing the following bullets in order to get right there into the next slot so they can be shot out of the chamber. the bottom of the pyramid. Yeah, it angles them. It's like, here you go. I'm just helping you. I'm helping you along. I'm the follower. Here you go. Go into the gun and to be shot forever. Number six, the synonyms are fan and devotee. Obviously, you lovely person, must be a follower of this podcast because you are a fan, you are listening to it, you are watching it, you are devoted to it, you are putting all of your energy into this podcast. I don't even know how that would work, but you're doing it because you are a follower. We have some synonym information for this one. Follower, adherent, disciple, and partisan mean one who gives full loyalty and support to another. Follower may apply to people who attach themselves either to the person or beliefs of another, as in an evangelist and his followers. They believe the same things that he believes, and so they are following him all the time. Can you make your own path? Why are you following somebody else? Why is it, what do they have to say that's so incredibly important? I'm not saying that that's not the right thing for you to do. I'm just saying, you know, think about it. Maybe you got some things that you want to say. Adherent suggests a close and persistent attachment, as in adherence to Marxism. That is the Marx, M-A-R-X. So they're very close. Now, why wouldn't that be followers to Marxism? They're adherents to Marxism. They're attached to it. Like when you stick a thing onto the wall, you're adhering it to the wall. Disciple implies a devoted allegiance to the teachings of one chosen as a master, as in disciples of Gandhi. I don't know why that's so much different than follower. Seems pretty similar. Maybe, yeah, I don't know. Master makes me think of somebody who's just like really good at something, like a, you know, martial arts master. Maybe their disciples, they're teaching you, hey, you can be a master too if you do these things, because I know the right things to do things and the wrong way to do things. So you are a disciple, and I will bring you up and teach you how to be your own master. And then partisan suggests a zealous, often prejudiced attachment, as in partisans of the president. Zealous of prejudice. Yeah, so it's like, we love this thing, but we, at the same time, are not loving this thing. We are partisan. We are split into this party system. We like our party. We don't like the other parties. Yeah, so that, so what comes along with attaching yourself to a thing or a person is disregarding other stuff. All right, that was follower, and now we've got followership. Noun from circa 1928. Number one, the synonym is following, which is coming up. Number two, the capacity or willingness to follow a leader. Do you have the capacity to follow a leader? Are you willing to follow a leader? Then you have followership. You have jumped on the boat with all the other followers, and you'd be sent on your way. Next is the first form of the word following. Adjective from the 15th century. Number one, being next in order or time, as in the following day. Tomorrow is the following day, and it will never arrive. What's the next thing in order? I expect that you will check out the following episode of this podcast. Number two, listed or shown next, as in trains will leave at the following times. And those times are now the times that I'm going to tell you now. They are the things that are coming next. The trains are at 9:10, 10:10, 11:10, 12:10. Let's just keep it simple for the brain. Every hour, the following times, which I then said. Let's see, list or shown next. You know, maybe like the, I'm trying to think of another, no, it's fine. We don't need to do that. Let's go on to the second form of following. This is a noun from the 15th century, a group of followers, adherents, or partisans. They did not mention disciples, so I guess disciples are not the following, but I think they could be. So the whole group of them, the whole group of people who are following the teachings, the master, the somebody who's prejudiced against something else, they are the following. The group of followers are the following on the followership. The third form of following is a preposition from circa 1926. The synonym is subsequent to. Those two words together, subsequent to. As in the example, following the lecture, tea was served. Tea. The tea came right after the lecture. Oh, goody. We all could use some tea after a good lecture. Following. Following the lecture, right? It's a preposition, so this is a certain way to use this word. Subsequent to. I think we should use subsequent to the lecture. It's a much longer, drawn-out way to say that. Following this podcast episode, you shall have your mind blown. Follow on is next. Two words with a hyphen, adjective from 1960. Being or relating to something that follows as a natural or logical consequence, development, or progression. And follow on is also a noun. So how do you use this in a sentence? Being or relating to something that follows as a natural, follow on. It's an adjective, so it's a follow on train. The next train is the follow-on train. Sure, I guess. It's the natural logical consequence, development, or progression. Probably not so much a physical thing. It's probably more like the tea thing. We got some follow-on tea, because everybody knows after the lecture you must have the follow-on tea. Next is follow out. Two words. This is a transitive verb from 1658, number one, to follow to the end or to a conclusion. To follow, so you're doing the action of following out. You have to follow out your plans. Once you have made the plans to rob the bank in the heist movie, you gotta follow out the plans. If you don't follow them out, you're following them in? No, follow out. Number two, the synonyms are carry out and execute, as in followed out their orders. They were just following orders. Following orders. See? Yeah. Followed out. Carry out makes sense into my brain. Follow out. I don't know. It just sort of sounds funny when you think about it that way. But carry out, I don't know, maybe that doesn't sound any better when you think about it. Next is follow shot. Two words. Noun from circa 1909. Number one, a shot in billiards or pool made by striking the cue ball above its center to cause it to continue forward after striking the object ball. And of course, we talked about that with the word follow. So it's a follow shot. We put it all together. You're doing the follow action. It's a shot. It's a follow shot. You get more information here than previously with the word follow. Yeah. Let's see. So, but we also have number two, a camera shot in which the camera follows the movement of the subject. And just yesterday, I saw on social media they had posted a side-by-side comparison of a follow shot in the show The Studio, the new show The Studio with Seth Rogen, Evan Goldberg, many, many people involved. And they have a lot of these. The camera is following the people, usually from behind, but sometimes it's from the side or the front. But it's so complicated because it follows them walking, And then, you know, there's a guy with a camera, a person with a camera, and then they get into a golf cart, and then they set the camera on the back of the golf cart, and then they detach, and then it just, the camera's just attached. And then when they get to where they're going, there's another camera person who grabs the camera off, reattaches it to their thing, their attachment thing on their body, and then they start following the people again. And that's how they do those long, crazy follow shots. Okay, next is follow through. Two words with a hyphen, noun from 1897. Number one, the part of the stroke following the striking of a ball. The part of the stroke following the striking of the ball. So, this is for billiards, but it's also for maybe hitting a ball with a bat or other things, is that once the thing that you are using hits the ball, you don't just stop right there. You don't just hit it and freeze. Or when you're hitting the cue ball, you don't go boop and stop. I mean, some people do, but you're supposed to have follow through. If you know that you're going to do the action with follow through, then I think that they say that you're going to hit it better. You got to have the follow through. Why don't you have the follow through? Number two, the act or an instance of following through. And that will lead us straight to the last word. It's follow through. Two words. Intransitive verb from 1895. Number one. Seems like 1895 is late. Follow through? Didn't we have these words in some form before this? Why wouldn't we have been talking about follow through before that? So, number one, to continue a stroke or motion to the end of its arc. It's the same thing. We're hitting the cue ball, and you know it's all, everything's in arcs. You hit the cue ball and you keep on pushing that through, but you don't hit any other balls on the table. That's a very bad idea. And then number two is to press on in an activity or process, especially to a conclusion. If you quit partway through, you're not following through. You're not doing a follow through. I would love to be able to follow through with this podcast all the way to the end. Who knows? Who knows if I'll make it? I will try to follow through, but wow, it's a lot. It is a lot. But we are, you know what? We're taking it in steps, baby steps. Try and finish F first. Before that, just try and finish one episode at a time. I'm working on my follow-through. I try to finish things. You know, what if I start something, I want to finish it. But, you know, sometimes you're like, yeah, I don't feel like it. I don't think I need to do this all the way through. And that's okay sometimes. That's it. Let's pick a word of the episode. These were all very similar. Nothing super crazy, fancy, amazing with these words, I think. So today we had follow, follower, followership, following, follow on, follow out, follow shot, follow through. There was that song in, was it Peter Pan? We're following the leader, we're following the leader. Which one? I don't know. Let's just pick followership because it's a unique word, kind of. Followership. It's not a ship that you're gonna take a ride on. Followership. All right, let's talk about a movie. Oh, we watched yesterday Blue Velvet. She wore blue velvet. This is an intense movie at times, very dramatic and also oddly funny at times as well. David Lynch, I've seen it a number of times, and not for the faint of heart, I guess. I don't know. Afterwards, there was a Q&A with the editor, Dwayne Dunham, and the cinematographer, Fred Elms. And it's always so good to get these stories from these people. You know, I think the original cut of Blue Velvet was 4 hours, and they got it down to 2 hours. and would have been a whole different kind of movie. I do believe they're going to be playing some deleted scenes at some point this week for Blue Velvet, but I don't know if I'll get a chance to watch those. And but I would like to see the 4-hour cut. Come on. Wouldn't you want to see that movie? Anyway, that's it for this episode. Go check out Blue Velvet and David Lynch's stuff if you are curious. Never seen any of those. Go check them out. And now I'm going to go sleep forever. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye. If you're thinking about starting a podcast, either by yourself, with a co-host, with guests, audio only, or with video, keep on listening. I started podcasting in early 2019, and for the rare occasions I had on a guest, it was always in person. But once the pandemic came around and everything became remote, using Zencastr really opened up the possibilities of who I could have on as a guest. I've recorded guests using Zencastr everywhere, from just a handful of miles away from me in the Chicago area, all the way to the other side of the world in New Zealand. The video and audio quality are great, especially if they have a decent camera and microphone. And getting the files couldn't be easier. I love that Zencastr records the audio and video to each person's local computer, so the quality isn't lowered because of internet hiccups. It then uploads the footage to the platform during the recording, and when you hit stop, it quickly finishes the upload and processes the files so you can directly download them. The files are even accessible even if something goes wrong. And so of course, this next part, I will read verbatim from Zencastr because, of course, I couldn't have said it better myself. It's super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log in using your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guests. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. Have you ever worried what you sound like? Zencastr's post-production process makes you sound buttery smooth. It automatically removes those ums and ahs in your recording. It removes those awkward pauses in conversation, too. Set the right podcast loudness and levels while reducing background noise with a click of a button. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are over. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to zencastr.com/pricing and use my code WORDNERD, WORDNERD, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experiences like I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story.